For this Friday, June 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. There will be a Game 7 in the NBA Finals as Indiana Pacers staved off elimination last night at home in Game 6 with a 108-91 victory against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pacers were led by Obi Toppin off the bench with 20 points, and Pascal Siakam earned a double-double with 16 points and 13 rebounds. This is the first Game 7 in the NBA Finals since 2016. The Indiana Pacers will play for their first ever NBA championship on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Oklahoma City Thunder. A man has been arrested for multiple counts of animal cruelty and neglect after officials found five dead dogs in a foreclosed home. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says 21-year-old River Barker abandoned the dogs at a foreclosed home he moved out of in the 7,000 block of Briar Ridge Road of Wadesville. Deputies say they were overwhelmed by the smell when they entered the home and they had to use breathing apparatuses to search. They say the dogs had been there since October of 2024. Barker was arrested for 8 counts of animal cruelty and animal neglect. He has since bonded out. Authorities say more arrests are possible as the situation is still under investigation. The Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department is having a Sandlot social event tomorrow at the Ruth Fulwider Community Center. There will be a home run derby at 4 p.m. and then a showing of the movie Sandlot at 6 p.m. The home run derby will be outside on the hill and you will need to bring your own chairs for seating. The entrance for the movie will be door 11 and there will be seating provided indoors. Popcorn, candy, and refreshments will be available for purchase. Tomorrow at Harmony State Park, it's the second annual Hot Rods at Harmony event. Registration will be from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Prizes will be awarded at 1:30 p.m., and there will be food and drinks provided, as well as music. All cars and trucks are welcome. This Sunday, Mount Vernon football is having their first annual fishing day from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the St. Phillips Conservation Club. All Wildcat football families, grades K through 12, are welcome to attend. They say to bring your own fishing gear and tackle, but they will have some extra fishing supplies if needed. Hot dogs and hamburgers will be provided for lunch. A dry weekend is expected in the area with no rain or storms to worry about, but the warm temperatures will be something to keep an eye on. This weekend, the highs are expected to be in the low to mid 90s, and what's more concerning is the potential for an extreme heat index between 100 and 105 degrees. That level of heat poses a serious risk for heat-related illnesses, so the community is encouraged to take precautions and stay hydrated. The high school baseball season comes to an end this weekend with the state finals at Victory Field in Indianapolis. There will be games today and tomorrow as the Tri-State area has 3 teams playing for a championship. Tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time in the Class 3A championship game, Jasper plays Andrean. Then tomorrow at 3:30, Evansville-Monterey takes on Boone Grove in the Class 2A title game. Following that contest tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, it will be Evansville North battling Valparaiso for the Class 4A championship. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals were able to sweep a doubleheader in Chicago against the White Sox as they won the first game 5-4 and then game 2 8-6 in 10 innings. The Redbirds also sweep the 3-game series and improved to 40-35 on the year. The Cardinals are back home tonight to begin a 3-game set versus the Cincinnati Reds at 6:15. The Chicago Cubs' late-inning comeback fell just a bit short as they lost at home to the Milwaukee Brewers 8-7. The Cubs are now 45-29 in the season. They stay at home this weekend and start a 3-game series with the Seattle Mariners this afternoon at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds had their 4-game winning streak come to an end as they fell at home to the Minnesota Twins 12-5. The Reds have a record of 39-36, and again, they are in St. Louis this weekend to play the Cardinals. That's news and sports for this Friday, June 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.